Good morning, Albuquerque. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTVL. We are very grateful that you're going to spend some time with us this morning talking about community groups, local businesses, and everything that makes Albuquerque cool. My co-host, Vincent Trujillo, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Beautiful Saturday in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Happy to be here.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some great guests today. But before we get into talking to them, we want you to know that Go Local Boom is Albuquerque's only online advertising directory that's free to local businesses, and it's also supported by this radio show. So what we do is we invite a few guests in every week, talk about what they do. We focus a lot on community groups and nonprofits, but also restaurants and attorneys and whatever other business feels like they want to come in.
Locally owned and operated businesses is our specialty. We like to highlight those businesses, entrepreneurs, organizations, sports teams coming up here in a little bit that are doing great in our community. We like to highlight those local things that are doing amazing.
And the people that like to talk about what they do, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's important to talk about what
we want to hear people who are passionate about being in Albuquerque and making New Mexico a better place.
We want to get you found for what you do as well, and that is why our show sponsor is Rocketbox SEO. Rocketbox SEO and web design will launch your business into the next dimension, so give them a call if you need help with either of those things. If you don't know what search engine optimization is, you definitely need help with it. So give them a call, 505-453-9595. All right, so we're ready to roll. Let's talk to our first guest this morning. Vince and I are really excited about this. I didn't even know that that this Women's Football League existed, so I'm going to have a lot of great questions for you guys, and I think you'll probably convert some fans in the booth here this morning. So we're going to talk to the Santa Fe Dukes of the Women's Football Alliance. There's women from Santa Fe and Albuquerque playing on this team. We're going to talk to head coach Jayla Ortiz and a couple of linebackers, Shaw Howery and Kylie Kipp. Good morning. How are you all doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right on. Okay. So tell us about the Santa Fe Dukes.
We are a nonprofit organization. Originally, we started this to help women. There's a lot of women that have had dreams playing football. Fortunately, some of them weren't able to. Coaches wouldn't allow them to. It's just a bias thing, you know. Like,
it's becoming more and more mainstream nowadays, right? But yeah, a lot of people from our generation kind of missed that opportunity.
Yeah, they missed that opportunity, right? And now we're giving them that opportunity.
That's really cool.
And it's kind of cool because it's an organization that it's like a sisterhood. You come in, you're going to be a part of a family. So if you were never part of a family before, and there's a lot of girls that come in with different stories, some crazy stories of what's happened in their lives, you know?
Indeed.
And they need this kind of...
Well, so they also need a healthy place to take out all that aggression,
exactly.
Right?
Oh, yeah. And that's like the key thing for them. It's crazy, you know? We tell them, you know what? We know you either want to kill your husband or whoever's at your kids are at home. You know, you want to take a shot, but you know you can't because it's illegal.
Save it for the field.
Save it for the field. And they come out here and they're like, wow, that's just amazing.
I mean, that's the reason that I spend so much time in the gym. I can absolutely relate to.
Well, sports is really important part, right, of things. And women in traditional sports in high school and junior high, they don't get a lot of opportunities to be overly physical. I mean, you have volleyball, basketball, but football, wrestling, traditionally, and that's changing now, used to be just men only. So now you have a lot of women who can go out there, join your organization through the Women's Football Alliance, and they get to hit people. They get to play football. And some have wanted to do this their whole life, or maybe some just want to get out some of that aggression.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, you hear these stories from these girls. They've always wanted to play, but like you said, it just traditionally wasn't allowed, or they didn't want to have to go through that mess of having a I mean, I did it. I fought it. I mean, and I've played football since the peewees, and we've had a couple of girls. I mean, yeah. I started actually with the NMAFL. We started that league. It was a men's league, and I actually played in the men's league. And now I think it's the IWFL. Now I think it's the NMIFL with the men's now that they've created, which is they've gone their way. I started the NMAFL, but I decided after the men's was a little bit too difficult.
Right.
And I wanted to see the women improve, so I couldn't really do both.
So how did that come here? I mean, we didn't have it before. So the WFA, the Women's Football Alliance, has been around since about 2007, I was reading. Mm-hmm. And in New Mexico here now, just in the last year or so, is that right?
It's actually been around for about 3 years now.
3 years here, okay.
And that's what I'm saying is that we created from, I took away the men's league and started the women's league.
Okay.
And that's when we got teams from New Mexico, a couple from Colorado, Amarillo, and we had a division of girls. So we had a good, what, six, seven teams maybe that we played in that division for the past 3 years.
Oh, great.
First year we took the championship. Second year.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
We have champions sitting here in our booth today.
Yeah, you do. So, and that's what our goal is. We decided we wanted to move up to a higher division, which is the WFA.
Okay.
And from here is
now, this is like the top of the semi-pro, yeah, right, for women now.
So how many teams are in New Mexico?
Now I'm going to say...
From our league?
From... Yeah, I'm just asking a good question about to give us an idea of how many teams or how many cities and how many teams throughout the state participate.
I know that it's two. So we have the Santa Fe Dukes, and we also have a team from Las Cruces. And I know in the other league that there usually is a team from, where is that?
They're no more.
No, that's not a team anymore. But there was one in the South.
Where?
No, I thought there was another one.
Well, there's a couple here, either, right? There's a couple here, and you guys change different cities every year. Is that right? There's a different teams that are coming up from different cities. What are some of just the cities that you have to play here in the region? You mentioned Colorado Springs. You have Denver. Who else? Amarillo?
Oh, Amarillo's out this year.
So you guys travel a lot to play then?
Las Cruces, Utah. In our division, because we're Division III. And that's it's Utah, Colorado. There's two from Colorado Springs, one from Denver. There's the one from Las Cruces. And then I think there's one out in Texas.
Okay.
But we're not going to play that team this year. Just the teams that I mentioned will be playing.
Great. So is this your first year in the WFA?
Yes.
Oh, so this is the big league now.
Yeah, the big leagues.
You get to go against the, is it, do you think, just tougher opponents? They're better organized? They're
a little more experienced, because out in the East and stuff like that, you'll see if you look up the WFA, a lot of these teams have been around for 10 years, and you're like, wow, I didn't even know there was women's football.
I didn't know.
Up to the East Coast and all that, I mean, look up the WFA, you're going to see they've been around. There's teams that have been there before that.
Yeah, we're going to do some research on that. Okay, so if some of our listeners want to come and watch games, I assume that you guys travel a lot, right? If there's not a lot in our state and you're competing against teams in other states, how is the schedule? How are we able to participate in attending some games?
And where did they happen?
Right.
We have a website. It's called the SantaFeDukes.com.
Mm-hmm.
That has everything we're doing on there, schedules, any events we have coming up, if you guys would like to come out and meet us. We have, just different things going on throughout the year. And especially throughout off season, we do a lot more charity work. So,
well, because you guys are raising money to pay for everything that you need to do, right?
Yes, and yes. We're also trying to help the community as well.
So is there a local stadium where games take place?
Well, this year we're going to have them at Santa Fe High. We'll have two of the games at Santa Fe High in Santa Fe, and then we're going to have one in Bernalillo. Bernalillo High School is Memorial Weekend. It's that Saturday.
That sounds awesome.
Okay, so if people want to participate, they go to SantaFeDukes.com. They can kind of get an idea of the schedule there, who you're going to be playing and where, and some of those will be in-state. Some of those will be here around Santa Fe and Albuquerque, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and so you're looking for, I mean, I was just talking to you earlier before the show started. You started with fewer women involved, and a lot of them were playing both sides of the field. And now you said this year you have enough participants where you have some that don't have to play both sides, and you have some specialists. Tell me a little about that.
Oh, well, like I say, like the first couple of years, it was Ironman football.
So you were on the field for the whole game.
Whole game. Yeah, these girls, it's just crazy. I mean, we still have all these girls that have come back, which is good, because now they're going to lead these new girls that are coming in, which is cool. I mean, and now we did a lot of recruiting this year. We were able to get, I think we have, 35 on the roster now. We traveled with 25 last weekend? So we traveled with 25. We did good, and like I said, I mean, we're always looking.
So the season just started. It's from March to June. And they can go to SantaFeDukes.com. We have a couple of other players on. Did you want to ask them a couple?
Well, let's talk about, you guys have some fundraising and some stuff coming up. And so the team members are involved in a big way in raising money and awareness and support, recruiting new members for the team and so on. You guys want to tell us about some of the stuff you have coming up?
This, like they were talking about this weekend, we do have a car wash that's going to be at the Pet Boys off Cerritos Road in Santa Fe, and it starts at 9 a.m.
That's today at 9 a.m. So
it's going on right now
already going
in Santa
on.
Fe. Yeah.
If you guys are out in that area and you need to get a car wash and want to support a good cause.
And see some wonderful ladies.
Yeah, we definitely always have different opportunities for different things in the community as far as fundraising. That's what we have going on right now. And if there's anything else, there's Santa Fe Dukes on our Facebook page. And we also have an Instagram page, which is at Santa Fe Dukes. So both of those pages will be putting up fundraising, any types of things like that. We usually do it at least 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time just to give people enough time to be able to see.
Yeah, and you guys need a lot of support. You've got uniforms to pay for and travel and all kind of things that I probably can't even think of right now. So you're always looking for community support, sponsors for the team, local businesses.
Donations,
a good
right?
way for them yeah, to yes. get some branding recognition for their local business.
And we're nonprofit, so I mean, we're ready for any businesses to come in. We need a huge sponsor, so if there's any out there.
So we're looking for corporate sponsors. We're looking for organizations that want to support you, individuals. So if you're an individual or it's a lot of our business owners out there, if you're interested in supporting a woman's organization here, we have a lot of women business owners and organizations in the community. It's a sports league dedicated to women, one of the few that is a contact sport. Around at all right now. I mean, sure, we have martial arts and stuff, but how would they get a hold of you on the phone or just visit your website? What are the contact points for?
Visit our website. Then our owner is Peggy Kosman. Give her a call at 505-316-6236. And this is an opportunity for a business. I'm going to say these girls are great. They have so much talent. It's a lot more than a lot of the men that I've seen. So it's an opportunity for you as business owners to jump on something that's going to be big. So if you want to get big with us, then jump on board with us.
All right, folks, check out the Santa Fe Dukes if you're into checking out a new sport that needs a lot of support. We thank you guys so much and congratulations on what you're doing. We look forward to seeing some of your games coming up. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Coming right up, we've got a local speaker who's got national exposure and all kinds of cool stuff going on for women in the community. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Baccaccini, and we are having a good morning so far. My co-host, Vincent Trujillo, has helped keep me up to speed on what's going on with the Women's Football Association.
That was great. Yeah, I'd like to hear about it. I didn't know that we had one. We've been hearing a lot about the Duke City Gladiators here locally.
Right.
The men's football team, and we have a women's football team, the Santa Fe Dukes, which is a combination of Albuquerque and Santa Fe women football players. That's why they named them the Santa Fe Dukes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. They seem like some awesome people, and they're really grinding out there to try to build their network, build their league, and raise money for their team and so on. So if you guys get a chance to check out the Santa Fe Dukes, they could use some support. All right, so it seems like it turned into a women's business power hour this morning, which is amazing. I love it, the way that works out. A lot of times without even trying, the show ends up with a theme, right? So our second guest is going to be the keynote speaker at our upcoming women's wellness event. That event is on Saturday, April 22nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Downtown Historic Bed and Breakfast. We love Steve and Kara, the owners of Downtown Historic. They've been in here and a few of their collaborators as well.
Yeah, you really got to listen. You really got to look up and read about the Downtown Historic bit.
It's actually historic.
It is, absolutely. It ties to the atomic era. Look it up online.
And some spy stuff and all kinds of interesting facts about Downtown Historic. Great venue for weddings and other things, but also a great venue for a women's wellness event. This isn't the first event that our show, our marketing manager, Shelley with KSB Productions, has put on with Downtown Historic. This one's coming up. It's pretty cool, right? We're pretty excited to see what they can do. I'm going to send some people over there myself.
Absolutely. I know some also that are interested.
Yeah. So let's get into talking to Anna Hawk. She is the Women's Wellness keynote speaker, and she is the executive director of an organization called the Red Paperclip Center, and she also does a lot of work with Instant Barter. They're an international organization. So she's going to tell us about all of those things. Anna, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show. show.
Thank you for hanging out in Albuquerque and doing what you do and making our community better.
Working on it.
Because I know that you like to be on the road and travel and speak and do all kinds of other things that are not in Albuquerque.
You know, I just read a statistic, and with working with the nonprofit, the Red Paperclip Center, I read a statistic that in New Mexico there is only 22 services for the 450 counties or 50 cities that you have in New Mexico, which is a little ridiculous for the need that is arising out there. So I guess you guys need me a little bit more than I realized.
You know, interestingly, Albuquerque has more nonprofits per capita than any other state in the union. And so we clearly need a lot of support. We're ranked really high in all of the statistics that you don't want to be ranked high in, and really low in the ones that you do want to be ranked high in. But lately, there's been a lot of positivity around entrepreneurial tech startups, business in our community. I think some of us that are from here and people that have come from other places are taking it very seriously now, because we know what we've got here in this community. And so this women's wellness event is one good example of a bunch of business people coming together to support and challenge one another to be better, right? So okay. Tell us about this event that's coming up.
Well, I met Shelley, and she was like, do you want to speak? And I'm like, of course I want to speak. Every time anybody asks me to speak, I want to speak, because I think it's important to be in front of the public and teach them what we're working for. My nonprofit is actually working towards creating a centralized database where we can stop victimizing the victim. We call it the 411 for the 911. And what that does is it creates a network where if you are a domestic violence victim in, say, Memphis, Tennessee, you see all the services that are available to you. What happens currently, if you make a phone call and you say, hey, I need a bed for the night, the nonprofit might say, well, we don't have a bed for tonight. They don't say we have a bed starting tomorrow, but we will find you something for tonight. I have personally been in the rain at a payphone using my limited resources with my children sitting in the van, making phone calls trying to find services. And that is wrong. So what we're doing is we're creating a situation where that doesn't happen.
So as it relates to the event that's coming up, what contribution is that organization making to the Women's Wellness
Well, program? We are a sponsor of the event, mm-hmm. for one thing.
So kind of bring relative awareness to the needs of women and children in the community.
Well, not just women
community.
And children. I mean, the nonprofit, like I was saying to you earlier, we work with domestic violence, we work with troubled teens, we work with the elderly, veterans, animal rescue, and what I call the broken people.
And that's the Red Paperclip Center.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And what we're doing is, with my background, I'm known for business, entrepreneurship. I was named as the number 8 entrepreneur over 40 in the United States and one of the most admired business leaders by the Phoenix Business Journal. And at that point, my one company was only 5 months old.
Congratulations. That's Thank a great you. Distinction to have.
And that was your part of the Instant Barter Network.
Yes, yes. Instant Barter is what I'm known for. If you Google my name or phone number, mm-hmm. most of the videos and stuff that you're going to see are for Instant Barter, because that's what I'm known for. I am the world's guru on barter. There is nobody that competes with me. People call me from the barter. They're like, you've created what we've always wanted to have happen. What I see is everything as currency. So because everything is currency, it allows people to use what they have to get what they need. And what we're doing is working towards, with the nonprofit, the whole reason Instant Barter even exists is to be the banking institution for the nonprofit. It's to allow, like I was telling you, a veteran who is on service, gets disability or whatever, he can't work because he'll lose his disability.
If he collects any more income than what disability is providing, then he'll lose his disability.
Right. Well, the federal government considers cash and trade as equal until they don't. And every time they don't, it benefits barter. So in this situation, he could actually drive you around or do computer work for you or something like that, be paid in barter, and it's considered volunteer work by the government. So he doesn't mess with his benefits at all. And that's what we're working towards, is showing people that. We work with a tribal health care initiative to allow people to have those other services that they need, be it Reiki, be it massage, be it the alternative energies.
There's a lot of different services that are available that people can take advantage of and then do barter for.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, and it's not even just doing the barter for it. Part of the nonprofit is to allow for all those services to exist and coexist. So we can do traditional medicine and Native American medicine on the same facilities.
I got you. Okay. That makes sense. So that's the Red Paperclip
Center.
Center.
Yeah. But the women's wellness retreat, what we're doing is we're helping people, especially local businesses. Since I'm known for business, I'm going to be speaking about how to have it all in balance. As a second generation shaman, I know how to create those situations where you can find those different things in your world that my dad always says grass is a weed if it's in the wrong spot. So that excess that you have to get you what you need in your business to have a better business, a stronger business with a better economy, whether it's with barter or without barter.
That's pretty cool. So you're going to spend some time at the podium. Will it be more than one time or just one main speaking session?
As far as I know, I'm the keynote. I'm one of the two keynotes for that event, and I believe that that'll be on this Saturday. And then I'm also going to be having a class as a sponsor. So I don't know.
Tell us about the class.
Well, the class is going to be similar to the keynote, depending on how that works for people. I like to get a lot of questions because I don't know what people don't know.
Yes, those kinds of workshops and breakout sessions are always much more dynamic when you get engagement from the community. So what you're saying is it's going to have a business organization focus, and whatever questions come up from the audience could really drive the direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love to be asked questions because, like I said, I don't know what you don't know. And that's where that works well for me. Sadly, I've been on stage with people like Bill Walsh, the number four speaker in the United States,
right,
known for business.
Yeah.
And I ended up taking over his whole thing because he was like, because I got asked so many questions. And I'm like, when did this become the Anna Hour?
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's kind of, you know, but it works out. Most of the speakers that know me, they know what I've been through. They know what it's taken me to get to where I am. I was a domestic violence victim myself. I had to do a domestic violence name change. I was one of the lost children until last year when the tribe finally claimed me.
Wow.
And also claimed me as a shaman. Yeah, they want to make a movie of my more than colorful life.
So
I understand where the victim is. I understand how to help them overcome that, whatever that trauma is in their world. I can show them because I've been there. And I'm no longer the survivor. I'm now the teacher.
And that's a great... That's the exact message, one of the great messages to have at the Women's Wellness Retreat.
Exactly. And that's why I think it's very important, especially for women in business. Women are the ones that are driving the business nowadays, has been for many, many years.
Yep.
Most businesses that are thriving in this economy are thriving because they're women-owned businesses.
Well, there's a whole element to that when it comes to personality, energy, that we really need. And I've heard this from different people who are in alternative medicine and the healing arts, that there is a great need right now for feminine energy out in the world. In general. And I don't know if that's something from the Native American side too. I mean, this is the hour that we're supporting. You know, this it turned into a woman's
the power woman, hour.
Power
yeah.
hour.
Woman's power hour.
That's
go local.
We're talking
boom.
About this, but that's true, right?
It is very true.
Brings great energy to the community.
It does.
In Native American culture, the women had a very distinct and very important role.
Well, in the tribe, there is no small roles.
Right.
It doesn't really matter if you're in this. These are things that are on my website. I talk about this all the time. It doesn't matter whether you had to get the wood or the water or if you were the chief. All those jobs need to be done.
Right.
So if and in the Native American mentality, if you couldn't get the wood and I had to get the wood for you, it wasn't, well, what are you going to do for me
right.
later? It was just, okay, we need to get this done because it all needs to be done.
Right.
And that's one
that
of
makes
my
for stronger communities when you
exactly.
have that.
Exactly. I say together we are strong as a tribe. What most people don't even realize is abuse can only survive in the dark. If you know your neighbors, you know your friends, trust me, your neighbor that's not mowing her lawn because she's elderly, she's not doing it because she wants to irritate you.
Right.
She's doing it because she either doesn't have the money to pay somebody, she doesn't know who to ask, and she doesn't know how to ask for help. So, you know, that's one of the big things in that. If you know your neighbor and you know she needs some help, you can just go help her.
Okay, perfect. So great points to be made. At the Women's Power Hour, we're talking about the Women's Wellness Retreat coming up. Tell me the dates on that again for those listening.
It's the 22nd and 23rd.
Yeah, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the 22nd is what I was looking at online. It goes Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, so retreaters that want to stay overnight can stay both days. Anybody that just wants to attend the event can come, you know, throughout the day. But it is on Facebook.
Okay, where can they buy tickets and who should they call?
So you can buy tickets at the door. If you want, to be a retreater and stay for the weekend, you've got to call ahead and schedule your room, reserve your room and pay through Downtown Historic Bed and Breakfast. And I don't know the number for that off the top of my head, but I can probably get it before the show rounds out. So yeah, Anna, we've got a couple minutes left. Plug your organization, all of the contact information so that if anybody is listening and it's appealing to them, they can reach out and connect with you.
Sure. I'm easy to find. Sadly, it's Anna Hawk, A-N-A-H-A-W-K, just like the bird. The organization is the redpaperclipcenter.org. We have a website that we're working on, always constantly working on the website. If people want to get a hold of me.
We know some people that can help you with that.
I know, right? Well, I just had to hire somebody to fix something that I messed up. So, but anyway, if they want to, they can check out the website. They can contact me on Facebook. Like I said, I'm not hard to find. If they want to watch some videos, they want to learn more about barter, there's a whole TV channel, YouTube, all that stuff.
Right. We could spend an entire segment talking about barter.
Not talking about barter.
Yeah.
But for now, we're talking about the Women's Wellness Retreat and your organization, Red
Paperclip Center.
What kind of resources are you looking for there? Your donations, contributions, what type of
everything? We are in the process right now of actually starting to go for our first funding to have our first facility open in.
Woohoo!
So yeah, we know some pretty good connected people that have come into my world and they're helping us. But anybody that wants to help, mm-hmm. they can donate through the website. They can sponsor. They can get a hold of us. If you are a nonprofit, please get a hold of us with your listing. It's a simple, two paragraph segment with your contact information and who you work with. It's a free listing for everybody. It's a free service for all nonprofits.
Great. Website and phone number one last time.
Website is redpaperclipcenter.org, and the 800 number for it, I don't remember off the top of my head.
How do they get a hold of you directly if they'd like to?
They can get a hold of me through Facebook.
Okay.
It's Anna, A-N-A, Hawk, H-A-W-K, just like the bird. I am not hard to find from what I understand.
All right. Anna from the Red Paperclip Center is the keynote speaker at the Women's Wellness Retreat. If you want to stay the weekend at Downtown Historic Bed and Breakfast, give them a call at 842-0223 and check out the Women's Wellness event on Facebook. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Right back with another woman-owned business, but it's a restaurant this time. We love food. Thank you. We are going to talk about some local food on Go Local Boom, which is, if I'm being honest, our favorite thing to do on this show. Would you agree?
Food?
Yeah, Vince Absolutely. Needs some food. He looks like he's falling
I'm
asleep.
I'm kind of draining a little bit here. And then our next guest is coming on. She's showing me pictures of her delicious food.
Well,
it's just putting me into overdrive.
Maybe you should have gone to Conchita's Creations before you did the show instead of eating those peanut butter crackers out of the vending machine.
I'm like focused on health food and eating. And then I forget to eat before our shows. And then I'm ravenous hungry.
Every day.
Every time.
Yep.
This we've been doing this since last year.
It's been
it's
about
not like it's
now.
The first time that we've done the radio program, and I still haven't got my food down for the morning correctly.
Mondays are hard for some people. I went into a local diner to pick up a breakfast burrito on Friday, and she's like, "Aren't you glad it's Friday?" And I said, "I work every day, lady. Just give me my breakfast." You're probably one of those people that says, you know, "Oh, it's Monday. I got a case of the Mondays." Come on now.
I don't have a case of the Mondays.
You
don't plan well all throughout the week.
You are alive and healthy in America. And you have the ability to go out and do whatever you want. You can get in a car and drive somewhere to do whatever you want today.
Yes, you're right. We're blessed here. I have no excuses. I'm going to go run to eat at Conchita's Cafe as soon as this is done.
I'm excited that it's Monday. So, okay, let's talk to Christina Leader, who I used to go to school with. It was so cool to see you in the lobby this morning. Welcome to Cumulus Media.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm really excited to hear about Conchita's Creation. So tell us everything we need to know.
So I started as a food truck in 2012. Our catering business really took off, so I needed a brick and mortar. We moved into the Sims building December of 2015.
For those listening, the Sims building is off of what, two main streets?
We're off of 4th and Gold.
I'm actually
right between 4th and 5th Street in the courtyard.
Right across the street from Amy Beale High School. Oh, you're in the courtyard where there used to be another local diner there for a little while, right?
Yes.
That's a really good spot. That's why I haven't seen you, because it's kind of hidden if you don't know where it is.
Oh, I know exactly where you're at now.
Right?
Because I went there and I just missed it in the afternoon being open.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So what a success story. You started out as a food truck and couldn't sustain what you needed to do, so you needed a brick and mortar. Is the food truck still running?
The food truck is still running,
yeah. And it's graduation wedding season coming up, right?
Yes.
So we'll talk about that a little bit, but tell us everything we need to know about why we should go downtown and try your diner.
Okay, so we offer New Mexican. I offer salads and sandwiches as well. I try to be mindful of all dietary restrictions. We offer gluten-free foods. My chili is made from pods. It's flour-free. It's also vegan. We don't have any animal products in our chili.
That's actually something that Vince and I, we eat out a lot, right? And local business is a main focus. One of the first things we ask the waiter is there flour in your chili?
Mm-hmm. Yes. My fiance, he's gluten intolerant, I guess. So I have to make sure he can
eat. So we got New Mexican food with a little bit of focus on being gluten-free or friendly anyways.
Yes.
Perfect.
All food allergies, right? You try to provide something for everybody. So you've got vegetarian dishes and dairy-free dishes and so on.
Yes.
Exactly. Wonderful. Okay, so red chili is always better with no flour in it, just
absolutely.
For the record. If you don't know, you heard it here. So, okay, what else do you have on the menu?
So our breakfast burritos, we run a special from 8 to 10 in the morning. They're a good-sized burrito filled with papas, eggs, your choice of meat. We have chorizo, bacon, and sausage.
And everything's made in-house?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Our salsa's delicious. It's a six-pepper salsa. It definitely has a kick.
So the name comes from your grandmother,
yes.
Right? Grandmother was Conchita.
Yes.
How many of these dishes were her recipes?
So I don't have too many of her recipes on the menu right now. She had an amazing cache of dessert recipes. So we're working hard to getting those.
Because you need like the White Peak lard, or what was it called? The snow cap lard? Yeah, grandma's stuff was delicious, but you know, it did cause grandpa to have a heart attack. So
I love to cook, especially when my daughter's home from college. Her and I spend a lot of time in the kitchen, and she loves to bake. And we have tried using lard to get the right pie crust or to get this and that. I've just never been pleased with the outcome. It's not, they say that's the secret to a good, you know, dessert. I won't agree. So anyway, we've got a couple of really cool things to talk about. So your menu is awesome. Vince and I are going over there for breakfast as soon as the show is over. So anybody listening, go check out Conchita's Creations. It's downtown right across the street from Amy Beal on 4th and Gold, right? In the
yep.
Sims building in a little courtyard. So I'm sure you'll have a sign out on the curb to point them in the right direction if they can't find it, right?
Yes, there's a big actual yellow street sign. And then our business sign is on the corner of the Sims Gym.
Beautiful. It's a great location. So I guess you guys are pretty busy during the day because a lot of people work downtown, right?
Yeah, we have a decent crowd.
Right on. Okay, so a couple other things. Let's start with one more thing on the location, the brick and mortar spot. You guys are coming up with a new creative idea for Fridays. Tell us about that.
So we're doing Fajita Fridays. We're open from 5 to 8 on Friday evenings. I have shrimp, steak, chicken, as well as a vegetarian that has black beans, spinach, squash, all kinds of good stuff, portobello mushrooms.
And so Fajita Fridays, that's what time? What are the hours for that?
5 to 8 p.m.
5 to 8 p.m. Now, I went the other day. Now that I know where you were at, I went and you weren't open. You close in the afternoons typically. What are your normal hours?
So this is the first week that we're open until 3 p.m.
Okay. Because usually it was about 2, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're open until 2 o'clock, Monday through Friday. What weekend hours? What is your...
Monday through Friday, we're open from 8 to 3. And then on Saturdays, we're open 9:30 to 1:30.
9:30 to 1:30. And then on Fridays now, for how long are you going to do Fajita Fridays?
We'll see how it goes. But last week was great.
So last week was good. It was your first time. Now you're going to be doing it for the next few weeks at least. You're going to see how it goes from there.
Yes.
So everyone needs to get down there, eat your fajitas, so that we can enjoy having them from 5 to 8 a little bit later.
Yes.
It'll work. We had the cafe that was in there before. I don't remember the name of the cafe, but we did a couple of fundraisers there for some local nonprofits. And once people know that you're open late on the weekends, you'll attract a crowd because people will go before they go out to the bar or they'll go over there after work and make it, you know, kind of like a night spot on the weekend. So we had great success with a couple of fundraisers that we did. And it was like one was on a Friday night and one was on a Saturday night. So if people know that you're open down there, I'm sure that they'll come and check it out. So we'll try to help promote Fajita Fridays on social media for you.
Okay, great.
And then you guys still have the food truck going strong, right? And that's a lot of fun. You're probably pretty busy.
Yeah.
but we got wedding and graduation season coming up. So tell us about that.
So The food truck, we're out on Civic Plaza every other Tuesday. Mondays, I'm at the Center for Disability and Development on Manal. And then on Wednesdays, we're at the UNM Hope Building.
That's great. So a lot of people don't know this. You wanted to kind of promote the whole graduation and wedding seasons coming up with your food trucks. A lot of people don't know. A lot of these food trucks are cater,
yeah,
correct?
Definitely.
So not all of them, but a lot of them do cater. So tell us about what, you know, you can actually order a catering service from you. You'll bring the food truck out, or you'll even serve in trays, or how does that work?
We can do whatever you need us to do. A really popular item is a hybrid service where we have the food truck, but we also set up a buffet service. We can cater up to 800 people.
Wow. Out of your food truck?
Yes.
And so the different options, will you bring plates and silverware and everything?
Definitely.
So you guys can provide a full catering service.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting. Yeah, not all food trucks are really equipped to do that, either with, you know, the materials that they would need or the staff to be able to service that, because that's kind of a next level, you know, service, if you will.
Yes.
You can park a food truck anywhere and cook some tacos, right? But to cater an 800-person event takes quite a team and an effort. So
yeah, that takes some coordination for sure.
Yeah, so good for you. So you probably got a pretty big team between the brick and mortar and the food truck running.
We're at about 8 people right now.
Yeah, and they're going full time, huh?
And I have a few on calls.
Just in case. Well, and if you did an 800-person event, you would have to call in some reinforcements,
yeah,
right?
So is it completely customized? I mean, you'll customize a menu. Can you tell us about any, like, just general ideas of types of packages you offer?
The fajita bar is really popular. We also do a taco bar. I can do corporate box
lunches.
Now
you're speaking my language, taco bar. It's my favorite food group, the tacos.
I just realized tacos
like two or three times a week.
Last name's Trujillo, and for years, you know, I didn't want to go with the stereotype, but I have accepted now, and I'm a 45-year-old man, I can accept the fact that I eat tacos a lot.
No, I appreciate you. You have influenced me in that way. Now I eat a lot of tacos, so thank you very much. It's a healthy meal, right? Corn tortillas, meat, vegetables. It's easy to eat, and it's portable. You can do it. It's tacos mm-hmm. is one of the greatest meals that you can
have. Yeah, you can do. I mean, you know, some of them cannot, you know, maybe not as healthy. But if you get good meat, right? If you cook, you have good corn tortillas. And if you do it in, you know, decent oils and stuff, you can make it as healthy as you want it to make it. And it's a food delivery system. Mexicans, New Mexicans.
It's a good, that's the way you described it. I'm going to start using that terminology.
Right.
It is, tacos are a good food delivery system.
Right. It's your meat, your vegetables, everything. And it's in a thing that you don't have to use a fork if you don't want to.
Right.
That's what Mexicans, New Mexicans got over a lot of other food groups. No, I don't use a fork. No. You just roll stuff in tortillas and you put it in your mouth. That's what I love it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So you talked a little bit about fajitas and tacos. I heard shrimp a lot, so it seems to be one of the staples of your menu, right? It's a healthy protein.
You just showed us a great photo of this plate that you had that had shrimp. Looked delicious. There was like butter flowing on.
Maybe that's why I have shrimp on the mind. Okay, and you said that Grandma Conchita is going to have some influence over the dessert menu coming up, but you guys are still playing with that, right? What else do we need to know about Conchita's creations?
That's a great question. I feature local artists, so on Fajita Fridays, we're going to have some kind of live entertainment. I'm working with the local poet for April 21st. We've also had Dan Garduño, who's a guitarist, come in. He'll be back on April 28th. And then James Montoya, he does a lot of different work in the city, but I have a big chalk mural. It's about 12 feet, and he's working on completing that.
Do you know Carlos Contreras?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he's a good connection. If you want to get involved with, you know, some artists that are looking for venues to set up and do that kind of thing. We love Carlos. He's one of our good friends. All right, so we're running down out of time. Let's make sure that we plug all of your contact information online on social media and your address and phone number.
Okay. So our physical address is 400 Gold Avenue, Suite 119. We're located between 4th and 5th Street on Gold Avenue. We're a little hidden in the courtyard. If you call ahead, we can give you a free parking code for the day. Our telephone number at the cafe is 505-339-6774. I'm also on Facebook. I have a food truck page, which is run under Conchita's Creations. And then the cafe is Conchita's Cafe. We're also on Instagram.
Christina Leader, owner-operator of Conchita's Creations. Thank you for what you're doing downtown for our food community. And thanks for spending time with us this morning. All right, folks, you're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We will be right back with your community events, what's going on in Albuquerque, and a little bit of a wrap-up. Hope you're doing well this morning.
Go Local Boom has the power this morning on 1050 KTVL. The power of the local community is in this booth right now.
Absolutely. Today ended up being the Women's Power.
The Women's Power Hour. I'm going to brand that. We should hashtag, Shelly. Hashtag on Go Local Boom Women's Power Hour. So anyway, we had a lot of great, powerful women so far, and we've got some pretty cool events coming up. So let's talk about a little bit of all of that. You want to lead with the Santa Fe Dukes while I pull this thing up here on Facebook?
Yep, Santa Fe Dukes, great. It's our local women's football team. They're called the Santa Fe Dukes because it's a mixture of Santa Fe and Albuquerque women. They tend to play in both venues. They play here in Albuquerque. They also play in Santa Fe. You can go to santafedukes.com and learn a little bit about their schedule coming up. They play some women here within the state. They also play women in Colorado and Utah, some of the local area. So get a chance. Support our local women's team. We have the Duke City Gladiators. It's our men's football team. Now we have a women's organization, so we're happy to support them. That was our first guest of the night. We're happy to hear about that. Second guest today was Red Paperclip Center, and we spoke with the Anna Hawk, who is the chairperson there, director of the Red Paperclip Center, and they're a nonprofit who who receives donations, and they help veterans, they help women. They are a resource center.
It was interesting when she was telling me about the brand. I didn't first understand the way that they made the connection, because she says they're attempting to fight to end the abuse cycle, but also to help the global economy. And I said, well, I don't understand. How do those two things, you know, work together? And she said, because people who have suffered abuse are likely to either become the victim, put themselves in a situation again to be victimized, or become the perpetrator. And when you're stuck in that kind of cycle, you are less productive and contribute less, you know, to the economy at large. So basically kind of get trapped in this cycle. So what they're attempting to do is treat and prevent that kind of abuse and trauma.
Exactly.
And also empower these people to become more financially stable and contributing members to their community. So it made a lot of sense. She's a Native American, and so she sees a lot of these struggles in her community, you know, on the reservation. And she speaks nationwide. So she goes all over the place to empower women to talk about business and so on. So this women's wellness event that's coming up, she's a perfect keynote speaker, because she can kind of bring perspective to, you know, empowering these women that are there, but also to help them understand their business. And basically she said, I don't have a topic for my keynote. I like to get engagement from the community. So
right,
we're going to ask women questions about what they want to know about business and working well together. Mm-hmm. And the keynote is just going to go in whatever direction it needs to. So that was a pretty cool perspective
right
to take.
You can look up the event, Women's Wellness Retreat.
On Facebook.
On Facebook, Women's Wellness Retreat.
Yep.
It's at the downtown historic bed and breakfast.
You on can the look 22nd. Them up.
And it's on the 22nd of this month. Go to the downtown historic bed and breakfast and get more information there, or find them on Facebook.
Yep. So there's a lot of information about that online. And then we've got Christina Leader came in from Conchita's Creations. Conchita's is her grandmother's name.
That's great. I like to hear the local restaurant stories. Now, here's a nice twist. And for me, it's exciting because I love New Mexican food. Tacos. I'm almost a taco. If you are what you eat, I'm a taco.
It's a good food delivery system.
It's a good food delivery system. And she has gluten-free menu items there, New Mexican food with gluten-free options, as well as salads and sandwiches there. She also has catering and a food truck. So you have graduation season coming up. You have the summer events. Give them a call at 505-339-6774. You can like them on Facebook also. They're on the, they're here downtown, Gold Street between 4th and 5th in the Sims building. I'm excited to go try them out after this show today.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to recommend them, because I've got a couple of friends that have weddings and graduations coming up, and, you know, some food trucks can cater, some food trucks can just show up and, you know, cook meals a la carte. She said they can take it to another level. They could produce catering for an 800 person event using their food truck. So
yeah,
pretty excited to see, you know, if some people are interested in that.
I do want to say that those listening today on Saturday, between 10 and 11 a.m., that they're open till 1 o'clock today. So go downtown, try them out. They have Fajita Fridays going on right now in the spring from 5 to 8 p.m.
So we got about another minute and a half. The other event that I want to plug in the community is the Rebel Hour at O'Neill's Pub. So O'Neill's Pub, both locations, do a really good job of supporting community nonprofits. Well, this one is at Juan Thibault today at 4 p.m. from 4 to 7. Rebel Paws is a Pibble rescue organization, and they like to stay involved. And O'Neill's is one of those local venues that's got a patio right. where you can take your pets, and they have food and drinks and so on. So go check out Rebel Paws and support them at O'Neill's Pub. They got a bunch of other good stuff. It's a good that Juan Thibault location is a really good location. Have you been there?
Oh yeah, I used to do a what is it called? Run for the Brews.
Geeks with Drinks.
No, they had a running club that would go and then drink beers afterwards.
Yeah,
so it was kind of productive, but it was fun to get it. Give you an excuse to drink, so you could actually have it a. You know, a couple beers, and you actually already worked off the calories.
Yeah, get some social engagement and whatnot.
That O'Neill's is very active with a lot of different...